Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the at-large social media working group call taking place on Thursday, 28th of May, 2020 at 14:30 UTC. On our call today, we have Sridi Premaji, Adebumi Akimbo, Joan Katambi, Priyatosh Jana, Joanna Kulesha, Glenn McKnight, Raymond Mamata, Maureen Hilliard, Amrita Chuduri, Sarah Kidden, Natalia Filina, Gian Soriano. And we have received apologies from Olivier Crepin-Leblond and from Cheryl Langdonore. And from staff side, we have Heidi Ulrich, Evin Erdoğdu, and myself, Yeşim Nazar, present on today's call, and I'll also be doing call management. Before we start, just a kind reminder to please state your names before speaking for the transcription purposes, please. And now I would like to leave the floor back to you, Sridi. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Yeşim. For records, this is Sridi. Firstly, I'd like to welcome you all to this meeting. I hope everybody is good at this time of COVID and are being productive. If there is any AOB, please state now. I think there is no AOP, so let's get back to the meeting. Today's meeting is all about the virtual social media working group, and I think the role and scope of the social media is very important, as it is a tool of communication, but can be used more aggressively and can be used for better engagement and outreach, because everybody is in the social media. So I'm looking forward for collaboration from all of you, and hope we can make this event, ICANN68 event, a success. Now I would like to endorse the agenda. If there is any issue or anyone has any thing to add, please do. I don't see no hands or requests, so let's get back to the meeting. Now I would like to request Maureen Hilliard, Chair of At-Large, to speak few words. Maureen, the mic is yours. Yeşim, is she online?
Hi, Sridi. Sorry, I'm just going to try to unmute her on Zoom.
Okay.
Looks like I'm not able to. Maybe Maureen is trying to unmute herself as well.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, I finally got myself organized. Thank you. Are you waiting for me?
Yeah, Maureen. Yeah.
Sorry. Look, I just missed everything. Look, I'm very sorry. It's 4:30 in the morning, and I've had quite a busy, not much sleep. But thank you very much, everyone. Thank you for having me here too, because I must admit the social media group is not a group that I've actually had much to do with, but I've seen all the wonderful things that you've been doing. And I just wanted to sort of like just spend just a couple of minutes to sort of explain to everyone how I think thought that this would be the best group to try something different, and also because you actually have an opportunity to be different, because you are specifically tasked with a job to actually select, promote what it is we're doing within At Large, and also to sort of like give some support to the work of ICANN in general. And I know that I just sort of like felt that the upcoming ICANN meeting was an opportunity for people to sort of like promote their own ICANN meeting region. With this one coming up with Shardeep, being held in AP Ralo was an ideal opportunity for AP Rallo's regional chair to take on the responsibility of, you know, sort of like doing the work that you do, and you're doing it so well, and giving everyone an opportunity to sort of like have a chance to be to have some leadership. Now, one of the things that was pointed out very early, which is very true, and it's but unfortunately out of our control, when when ICANN actually chooses where they hold their next meetings. So it's a bit of a an issue, and I think that it's, we're very lucky in AP Rallo that this, for this meeting to be held now, because the next one's not till about 2023 or something. So, you know, it's a way down the track, and I think AP AFRALO has a similar sort of problem. But at the same time, we can sort that out when we come to it. But I think over the next few meetings, everyone's going to get an opportunity to sort of like, you know, test their wings in a leadership role, and to be as innovative and as exciting, you know, in your approach as you want to be. And I sort of like, you know, think that this is going to be a good opportunity for you, and all supporting each other. So yes, well, congratulations for all the work that you have been doing, and I'm looking forward to what you do before the upcoming meetings and everything. So I'll let you go with it, Shardeep.
Thank you, Maureen. It is indeed my pleasure to work as a chair, and I hope I will be able to work with all my best skills. I think collaboration is the key, and with all the groups, we will further collaborate with the different groups working around. So now let's go back to agenda number 3, action items. So Evan or Yaseem, you know, can you update us on the action items from last meeting? Anything to update about it?
Sure, Shreedip, this is Evan speaking. Thanks so much. Well, just basically they're all complete, or they're in progress and complete from the stage that they were marked as an action item. One that is still a work in progress, but is marked as complete here, was the at-large communication strategy. That has been shared with the regional vice chairs of this working group, and it's been taken forward to various groups within the at-large, and it will be updated again in advance of ICANN 68. And that is, of course, important for the social media working group to please participate in and provide input on. And there were several other action items. I can just run through them now. There was a discussion on whether Instagram would be useful, and someone was interested around the time of the virtual ICANN 67 meeting to discuss within their RALO about this. And then there was a discussion on the nature of the grassroots nature of volunteers and ALSs. And going into ICANN 68, this is probably something that could be discussed again, how to utilize the ALSs in the region and individuals to help promote that meeting and at-large activity. And then there was a sign-up sheet and encouragement for people to volunteer to sit in on ICANN 67 virtual meetings and live tweet the sessions. And there was a Google Doc for that. And also there was a new at-large activity on DNS abuse website page, which is still live, of course, and it's being updated. And soon we should have the video posted that Jonathan Zook had created for that meeting. And we'll be updating it with DNS abuse sessions during ICANN 68. And the social media working group can promote this on social media as well. And also, ICANN 68 talking points are in development, so the working group can also promote that on social media. And just to note as well, it's not in the action items here, but usually there is a Twitter competition. And last virtual meeting, there was a visual element since it was remote, and so people tweeted photos, and that was pretty successful, so we may wish to do that again. But all these are complete, so thanks very much, and back to you, Shruti.
Thank you, Evin, for that update. Indeed, there has been a major, changes with the communication strategy coming in and social media getting a lot of role and scope. I think that is a major achievement for us, and we further should collaborate in areas where we can work. Now, getting to the next agenda in the agenda. Agenda number 4, update from social media regional vice chair. We have Bukalo from Afralo. For the update, for the regional update, Bukalo is not there. So,
Shridip, if I may, yeah. I see Bukalo is currently on the Zoom room. Bukalo, I'm going to try to unmute you. Let's see if you're able to speak, please. Sorry, looks like, I don't know what's wrong today, but I'm not able to unmute anyone.
Okay, then let's have Natalia from Uralo. Natalia?
Okay. Yes, I'm here and I'm ready to add my comments if I can. Yes?
Yes, sure.
Thank you very much. So I would like to think we are having this very important call, and I'd like to say that it's nice decision to take every Ralos co-chair to lead the activities before the every ICANN meeting. I think it's great to rotate our researchers and to lead these activities. Thank you very much. And I'd like to say shortly about our decisions and our talking last some weeks. So I'd like to say that I suggested earlier, and thank you, Maureen and Daniel and colleagues that support this idea, we can modify our work with our documents and to work more effective. And I suggest to develop an general outreach at large strategy for next 5 years, and add operational strategies every year as annexes. Our outreach strategy and with adjustment and additional to some points. And to this general strategy, we can add RALO strategy every year, virtual strategy as a ready-made solution in case of cancellation or postponement of our physical events, as we can see at this and future autumn, for example. And I think we need to add like annex the communication strategy, and this structure will look like an umbrella, and I think this way will allow us to work more closely and to do our activities in synergy way. And I also suggest I think very important things. I think this wonderful document that John LaPrice developed with advices what we can do in social media and which rules we can follow. And we can take this document and use as a reminder for all our members who are going to be very active and who already very active in social media, in chats, in Twitter, in Facebook, in Instagram, I don't know, everywhere. And I suggest that we may hold, and it's not it was not my suggestion, Daniel said it, but I support fully that we can hold an outreach and engagement webinar for our community. And then we may have a recording of this webinar, and we can use this way to explain our community what we are doing and what are our goals and which results we are expecting. And I also think that we may have a summary list, I don't know, maybe somewhere in wiki page. So we may have a summary list of all our activities, and we need to update this list with notice and can we or cannot to use this information to go outside with this on social media, or we need to share this information only within our community. I think it's important and it's very easy tool for you, Dash, for all our members, because even in social media working group are working now just co-chairs for from each RALO. I think every our member can be involved in our work, and I think it's again collaborative and force. And so I think we need to help our members become active members of our outreach and engagement work, and we need to encourage to do a lot in social media, and I think we need to learn that a lot of our members have a separate blogs, and I think it's a great way to use these blogs to put the information about at large and maybe an opinion, and I think very important to follow the rules or the I don't know, borders and which we identified in our communication strategy. I think it's now from me now. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Natalia. Great work done with the ICANN68 strategy. Indeed, webinars are good, and even I communicated with the APAC, you know, the regional managers, and they were like very helpful, and they showed a lot of interest. So resources are there, and I think the regional leaders we just have to step in, collaborate, and we can create webinars and share it. Apart from that, you know, what you mentioned about engaging the users. Yes, that is key, and with social media, you know, aggressively we can engage and outreach the work done at policy level. We can get things done, so, you know, a round of applause for the work that you have done. I would also take this opportunity to thank John Laprise, our former chair, who has done such a fabulous work and has contributed and supported us in this journey. So now I would like to request Liliana to update if there is any to update about the work done at her region. Liliana, the mic is all yours.
Hello. Lilian for the records. Hello, everyone. I try to speak in my bad English or in Spanglish. I want to say you that in Lac Ralo, keeping commitment in work together with the social media working group, we are working in a strategy and continue sharing the message, and also for the ICANN68 meeting, we will be sharing all the activities that program this group, because we want that all community in LACRALO, in Latin American and Caribbean, participate actively in this meeting. We go in our language, in Spanish and English and French, in all social media, in all LACRALO social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Okay? Shedrit, you can come with me for work side by side for develop the objectives that you propose in this working group.
Surely.
Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Liliana. Surely I'm available. You can always email me. You have my email address if you need any kind of support, any kind of work, collaboration. We are always there. I would also like to update you about the work that we did in the ICANN 67. We created a Facebook group in social media, and in the Twitter's account, we were facilitating people with the information of meeting, because at times it is quite hassling. So, ideas like these can simply help. So thank you, Liliana. So next, I don't see John. So is John there?
No, Shridip. John Lepris is not present on the call.
Okay, John is not there still. We have already thanked him, and we are further, we are further moving forward with his vision and role to make it more better and more engaging in this social media. So now I would like to go to the next agenda, the fifth agenda, to Glenn McKnight to talk about the comments on the ICANN strategy that has been proposed and developed by Natalia and Evan and Glenn and Dave. So. Glenn, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, the mic is all yours.
Great, thank you. This document, you have to actually read it from the appendix back. So what I did is I took John's original concepts of a strategy, which is in Appendix 2, where he summarizes some of the strategies that each of the RALOs can actually deploy in terms of implementing an effective strategy. So I think what we really want to focus on in this document is planning for the ICANN 68. And what we have here is a step-by-step process of suggesting ways in implementing in terms of the social media channels, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, any of these strategies. Now, history has shown, and the last time we engaged our community, we did a very good job on the tweet storm in terms of people getting active and sending their pictures of where they were at the time, and that was our first virtual meeting, what they were doing outside of their building or at their desk or whatever, and that stimulated quite a bit of excitement. What I'm suggesting in Natalia is that we start looking at each of the sessions coming up that will be from June 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, and we do have the schedule now. There's a number of sessions starting for me. It would be 12:30 in the night, but we need to add all those sessions into the chart that's in this document itself. If you scroll down, you'll see a table. So, the volunteers in this committee need to allocate their name and the assignment, and the idea being is as they're participating in the session and they're active in the session, And I'm going to be a little brazen and suggest maybe a little more than just a simple tweet. I think it's really important to summarize, especially since the time zone difference, many people in other time zones will not be on the call because it's in the middle of the night. So what I'm saying is that perhaps as we did at the Marrakesh meeting in 61, and you can go and look at the blog that we did for that, we had a number of volunteers that summarized the session, which is too many characters for Twitter, but they could be placed on the blog or somewhere else. And but again, this chart that's shown here, we need them to actually sign up what session, summarize the notes of that session, promote it in advance, and you just saw some of the examples of the Facebook cards that should be generated with the content. And it should have perhaps a picture of the speaker, the topic, the time, the Zoom room, some important information, the hashtags that are necessary. So that little Facebook flyer or ad or promotional piece is perfect for Twitter. Because Twitter doesn't take PDFs, they don't take other attachments, but they will take a JPEG. So whenever these JPEGs are created of the material, they can be a good way to promote the forthcoming session. As you know, look at those sessions. The DNS abuse is a big item. It's a big item, and it was going to be huge at our booth in Cancun. It was going to be information. I think Khalib was working on a hangman using the terms. There was going to be buttons, we're against DNS abuse. This is a core concept that people are interested in, and I think people are spending a lot of time, like Jonathan Zook and others, and then which is, in many ways giving people a reason why we're doing what we're doing, because it resonates with the end users. People can relate to it. They may not be able to relate that much to subpro and other topics, but this topic is a key issue, and it's a segue for us. So I just want to turn to my colleague, which did a fantastic job. It's great working with Natalia. Natalia, would you like to comment on this document?
Glenn, thank you very much, and thanks a lot for the great example of work and all of these fantastic ideas from you and Deb. So I always think that our leaders, our people, our members may be the best advertising, if I can say so. So we have, I think we should explain and carry all the information. But if we use only text and only images, pictures, it's always maybe not so good. And our better way to use our leaders to talk about important things. To explain how people can be involved in our work, to talk about not so easy things about policy development processes, about topic of our session, about our acronyms. And I think using the text and photos of our leaders, our members, maybe we may to create a video. I think it's the best way to stay with this on our YouTube channel, for example. I think video is always the best way to explain something, to share the information and to spread it. And if the representatives of our ILSs may be involved in our work, we may use this way too, and to talk about the way to join us from this ILSS, and I think it's very important to spread the information on the ground in our region. And if we are talking about the biographies of our leaders, or about the opinions regarding some ICANN issues or at large topics, it's very good. And I think my colleagues agree with me now, and we with Glenn are ready to work on the visual part, and I think we need to start with this work because not so much time before our ICANN meeting. And I can see that if Glenn mentioned the blog in the chat, if we are talking not about ICANN meetings, about, for example, IGF meetings, it's good to have a bright summary as our result of our work somewhere on our website and repeat it in our social media. And we always need to encourage people to participate in this work and spread the information in social media channel, even if it's not at large social media channel, but private social media channels, because people talk a lot about our work. It's great. Thank you very much for our collaborative work.
Thank you, Natalia, and thank you, Glenn, for this wonderful work. If anybody has any ideas or anything to share, please do. The mic is all yours. Okay, Joanna, yeah.
Thank you, Sridip. This is Joanna Kulesha for the transcript record. This is just to note, thank you, those are all wonderful ideas, and I sincerely hope we manage to get those incorporated and share them with the community.
Hello?
Joanna, if you're speaking, we cannot hear you anymore.
Sridip, I believe Joanna is having an issue. Maybe she dropped from Zoom.
Sure, no worries. She can always, you know, like comment on that. We'll, you know, have her speak, you know, as soon as she's there. So I also have few ideas about the social media Twitter competition. The one is related with the first one is question for at large. So, you know, a lot of the times what happens is people are typing and they kind of like, you know, they kind of like cannot put it in front at the time, and it is very hustling and bustling. So if we all agree, then what we can do is we can set up a hashtag like question for at large, and before 2-3 days, and you know, and people can ask the question, and that question can be used by Maureen and Jonathan in the policy level and things like that. So if you all agree to this, I think this can be a very good thing, because you know, at least if we have 5 or 6 questions that are coming from the public, because there will probably be 50 or 60, and out of those, selecting 10 or 15 good questions and getting it out on the table, that can really get the, you know, forum engaged. And for the Twitter competition as well, I have one more suggestion. Since it's a forum and at large represents diversity, so this year, why don't we have a certain condition saying when you tweet or when you post your photo or any message with the statement, please tag 5 people from the region, different region. That way, what happens is, you know, the people who are tagged, they are bound to at least acknowledge, comment. So that way, it can create further engagement. So, you know, if anybody would like to add on this, please, or comment on this, then open. I think Daniel is there. The mic.
Daniel, record. Hope you can hear me well and clear. I like the approach that is being taken by the social media group. And at least we have seen previous milestones in the previous strategies that
Daniel, you are not audible. Can you?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What I would like to put clearly here, what I would like to understand is that previously in the design of the respective postcards that were shared on social media, were being designed by Glenn. But in this strategy, who is responsible for the design of this? I would suggest that probably we could ask staff to liaise together with the communications team to be able to design for us these templates for the cards, and then they be shared. Yeah, and the role of the team will be at least to share this and also to tweet the session. I think that would create some point, probably less than a lot more on this issue of the design of the cards. Yes, thank you.
Glenn, I see your hand up.
Yeah, I think Daniel brought up an issue here is who's going to produce the cards? What's the prize for the tweet storm? Where are we? And just to respond to your idea, and I think that's a good idea, and I know Amrita's responding back, and, you know, when does it become a violation of their rights if we're tagging a bunch of people? I think it's a question of your friends. If they know you and you know that this information is valuable, you're not spamming to 10,000 people that come to the session. When, you know, like, we all have friends and associates associated with something on cybersecurity or whatever. Those people should be tagged about this. And I don't have any qualms on tagging, and I don't think we've done that. So I think it's a really good idea to do some kind of tagging. And we're not talking unrealistic amount, five or six people that you personally know, and you're sharing something that could be of value to them. You're not sending them some kind of scam. So I don't think that's a bad idea. But back to who's going to produce these mail cards? Who's going to produce the promotional material? Is it going to be communications that is going to do this? I guess I'm just asking an open question on this.
Thank you, Glenn. Evan, would you like to speak?
Thanks, Shruti. Evan speaking. And yeah, I just wanted to address what Glenn was saying and also Daniel about the cards. So ahead of each ICANN meeting, there are design and print deadlines from comms. If we wanted an official document or documents like cards to distribute on social media, we would need to submit that request ahead of the deadline. And unfortunately for ICANN 68, that has passed. But for the upcoming meetings, of course, we can discuss what sort of imagery or what sort of information we'd like to share on social media, with the note that the schedules are usually in flux and some details change. But what we could do is maybe create generic cards to pointing to our own social media platforms, website pages, like the at-large ICANN 68 workspace, for instance. And for this meeting, I've utilized Canva before to promote our Twitter competitions, and I know Glenn has a lot of resources as well, but I'm happy to create imagery, though it wouldn't be like an official ICANN image. I could, you know, create something. Just let me know what you'd like me to create, and I can take a stab at it. Thanks.
Great, Evan. Joanna, is that an old hand?
Can you allow me to react to that, please? Daniel speaking. Daniel speaking. I'd like to react to the comment that has been made by Evan. I appreciate the fact that you're taking up this initiative, but probably what I suggest that since you're initiating that communication, already there are some sessions that will be coming up and being populated already on the iCal and the agenda. So probably let staff be able to at least copy the session and then submit them to the comms team. Then comms team works out something. Then it brings it back to the social media. Then we can be able to share.
Daniel, your voice is breaking up. Your voice is breaking.
I mean, what I was suggesting is that even send at least a communication to Combs team such that they can be able to design the cards based on the agenda that is going to be populated on ITAP. Then the community or the members of the social media working group can go ahead and share all the details. Hope that makes it a little bit clear. Yeah, maybe we can be able to expound more on how effective it can be, such that we can be able to have an appropriate result. Yeah.
Daniel, can I request you to type it? Because a lot of the voice was broken, so we could not figure out. So if you could just type, we will probably, you know, take in consideration what you have said. So now, Joanna, is that an old hand?
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you.
I'll take it now.
This is Joanna. It's still the same hand. I apologize for dropping. I'm now on two devices, so if anything goes wrong, I'll try to continue on the other one. Thank you, guys. This is a most inspiring discussion. All I was trying to say is that there will be a series of webinars leading up to item 68. Those will be capacity-building webinars focused, among other things, on DNS abuse and universal acceptance. We're trying to target the overall policy priorities within at large, and specifically in the Aprilo region, where we should be meeting. Wasn't this meeting virtual? We would be meeting in person. If I could kindly highlight that those webinars are taking place, I will share a link in a moment. And if I could kindly ask you for that Twitter storm or whatever that's going to be, to include these, that would be wonderful. The next capacity building webinar is happening on Monday, June 1st. I've tried to do my own Twitter storm using Twitter handles. I apologize if anyone felt spammed, but I agree with Glenn. I think this is something we can do when we are on Twitter, and I'm happy to give you a GDPR-compliant interpretation of that practice. So if I could kindly ask this group to work with us as closely as has been the experience thus far. John has been wonderful, Daniel has been wonderful, Natalia, Glenn, everyone here has been wonderful in promoting the capacity building work. So I will be sharing a few links here in the chat, and I'm happy to stay in touch with you guys and make sure that we can coordinate the work that is focused on building capacity to get more people within at large to work hand in hand, to go hand in hand with the outreach that you guys are doing. And the strategy, I'm sure, will increase. So that was all I was trying to say. Thank you so much for bearing with me.
Thank you, Joanna. Certainly, certainly, you know, the work, you know, we need to collaborate and further create an impact with the work that is being done at capacity building and further outreach and create a better collaboration. And I think that is the way how social media working groups should work to maximize the impact and reach out to the people. And you know, within the Aprilo region also, we have started, you know, sharing more resources of capacity building information, more related that is directly coming from ICANN. So I think I will, you know, I will suggest the other railroad chairs as well to work with their social media, you know, in the region and further work to create a better engagement and outreach. Now, I think Natalia has a hand up. Natalia, mic is yours.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm very shortly. So at first, about our webinar, thank you, Joanna, for your excellent work. And we haven't you at this call. And, of course, it's good to say more about the fact that our at-large webinars is a great, I don't know, school. Maybe, and the great opportunity to raise knowledge. And I think our capacity building work now in this virtual year can be, I don't know, maybe can be a core of our outreach and engagement work. So in general, I would like to add that I think in our social media working group, we should always have a communication strategy on our table as a guidebook for everyone and everything we bring out by social media, because we cannot control everything and everyone who want to say something about us. I mean our members, and I mean people from outside, and people should do the right thing on our communication channels in their own social networks if they are going to mention us. And I think it's also maybe a new, maybe old task for us to check sometimes what, I don't know, community or society said about at large in the networks. Because we were mentioned more than one time in connection with the topic .org, for example, and I think we must understand the pulse of society and the attention to our action, and we need to respond sometimes with words, with thoughts, and sometimes with action to some important things. That's all from me for now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Natalia. Indeed, that's a reality, and you know, we need to be driven in a very standard way with a fixed strategy. The communication strategy is already there. It is being worked. For the time being, even at our relos, we can certainly develop a standard way to work about the you know, consistency of the information dissemination, how we are going to outreach, how we are going to engage with the social media. So, you know, individually, you know, I have done something. So please, you know, please, I can share you the documents that I developed. We can collaborate and, you know, work for a larger goal. So now we get into the next agenda. Anybody has any question? Anybody wants to speak? I guess that's no. So now getting back to the ICANN 68 at large workspace. Evan, can you update us on this about the ICANN 68 at large workspace?
Sure. Thanks, Shridip. Evan speaking. Just to note, I'll try to link that on the agenda afterwards, but also I did share in the chat, and I'll share again the ICANN 68 at-large workspace. It's just a very handy place to see all of the session details and timings, as well as the agendas. And as I noted, sometimes they change closer to the time, but it's a great place to get all of your information about the sessions to tweet. So please pay attention to that space. It also has resources. So if you're on a call and you really like a certain presentation, the presentation will be posted there. So you could retweet that, for instance. And also the at-large activity on DNS abuse. This is going to be updated with the ICANN 68 sessions related to the topic. And the video that Jonathan had created for the previous ICANN 67 meeting will also be posted there, and that would be great to distribute as well, and it'll also be on our YouTube channel. And the ICANN 68 virtual Twitter competition I haven't, I guess, heard specific feedback for this from this group during this call, but I assume then that we would do the same thing that we did last time. And, you know, I've heard great new ideas about how to increase engagement on Twitter, but what we could do is what we did. It was encourage people post themselves attending the meeting and garner as many likes and retweets as possible. And then the winner of that competition is posted to the Social Media Working Group page and also in their regional newsletter and announced on Twitter and our social media. So it's a great way to get people excited for this virtual meeting. So yeah, I'll share the links in the chat, and back over to you, Shridip. Thank you.
Thank you, Evan, for that update. Indeed, Evan, I just wanted to ask you if there is any prize or anything with the competition.
Thanks. Good question, Shridip. So in previous competitions, there was. When we were on the ground face-to-face, we had prizes distributed. And a couple times, one of the winners, we did the top three, and one of them maybe wasn't at the meeting, so we tried to mail it to them. But during this pandemic time, I think it would be difficult. Maybe we can come up with some ideas for maybe online prizes, but at this stage, we've just been promoting them, you know, thanking them on our social media and highlighting them in our newsletters. But ideas are welcome for pandemic-friendly prizes. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Evan. If anybody has any ideas or anything, any comments, please raise your hand or speak. Anyone? Glenn, yeah, you have the mic, Glenn.
Yeah, I don't have an idea on that, and all of it sounds great to have a bit of humor in this. It goes a long way, so don't forget to wear double masks in your picture. My question, and I brought this up in my conversation with Evan and Dev a few weeks ago after I brought this issue up, that this committee has been dormant. And my comment was metrics. And in the past, we would have some idea on what the impact. You know, I don't mind assisting in some aspects of this and participating, but I think we need to know our metrics. We need to have some idea moving forward. This is a complete reboot. And may I suggest that we have a whole long list of people that said they're supposed to be in this committee, and unfortunately, I don't know how many people knew about this call. I saw that it was posted in the Skype list after it started. So, you know, we need to really improve our communication to these members and see if they're actually still being involved. In our case with Norello, I'm not an official member of this committee. The person has become the director of communication with ISOC. She's no longer, you know, she's an employee now with ISOC. But, you know, the you know, it's important to find out, you know, after all these efforts, what worked, what didn't. Because we haven't really done a postmortem on any of the activities the last few years. So, but moving forward, I would hope we would learn from our mistakes.
Thank you, Glenn. Glenn, for that, you know, for those words, I think yes, we need to buck up, and we need to certainly, you know, get in people who are interested and who want to work, and then, you know, get younger people, you know, with fresh ideas and things like that. And you know, I'm also in lookout of that. So probably we from the regional chairs, we have to work a bit. And a bit about, you know, about getting those new people and get them, you know, getting and give them the tools that they need. So you know, we'd probably have to look into the matrix as well. So, Glenn, if you would be interested in developing something, you know, even, you know, I would help you. So if you could just set up a document or something and like talk about this, then it would really be interesting and focused towards the bringing in the next generation leader in the social media as well. So that could be very good. And I think we all should collaborate in this.
Sri Drape, to respond to putting me on the spot on that, you don't have to look at me. Just go back to the former staff who actually produced reports on what the analytics were. We have that historical information on the results of our campaign. So I said we should go back and look at those, what tools they used, and basically it'd be very important to find out how successful this campaign is going to be for the next one. We have very little time. You know, we only have a couple of weeks before the next meeting. So we have to get moving on who's doing what sessions people are covering, and ramping it up. But I think after it, we definitely should have some analytics on this. But again, just go back to what the former staff did. Like, it's I'm here to because I have historical experience with this concept for the last few years. So I'm not saying Evan isn't doing a bad job. I'm just suggesting, why aren't we doing this as an action item? I keep bringing the same thing up and up
right.
and up, and it's ignored entirely
right.
again. So, you know, Shadrip, mm-hmm. it's frustrating.
Yeah. Thank you, Glenn. Surely, we'll work on this. We'll put it as an action item and work on this. I think Evan has a hand up. So, Evan?
Thanks, Shadrip, and thanks, Glenn. I just wanted to note for the record that we have done metrics before for the social media working group from our social media platforms, including Facebook and Twitter. There's some Excel data as well as from Buffer Analytics that I presented showing increase in numbers, great increase in numbers, particularly around meetings, and I can do this again. If you'd like, that can be a standing item, but it's also about, I guess, what we're doing with the metrics. And, you know, I think around every meeting there's generally more engagement, more and more people will join the community. There's generally an upward trend, so happy to pull that data if you'd like. But, yeah, just wanted to note that. Thanks.
Thank you, Evan. Anybody wants to speak? Any comments or anything? Okay, so we don't have any comments. So let's have the action item summary. Evan, have you listed the summary, the action item summary?
Yes, one moment. I can share this in the chat, actually, and then I'll read it off. So these are the AIs I've captured. Okay, so firstly, I'll share this social media working group ICANN68 Google Doc with the group here for their comment and review ahead of ICANN68. I noted a couple pointers that you had suggested, Shridip. I wanted to get clarification on one. I think you had suggested like a hashtag ask at large for the sessions during ICANN68, but perhaps we can follow up on the details of how to coordinate that. So if people are tweeting it at large and then we read off their question, but I'll follow up with you on the details of that. And then you also noted requesting when tweeting that people tag 5 people or people in general from the region to encourage engagement. I will gather requests for cards and Canva images to promote for ICANN68 from you as well as the working group, including the ICANN68 Twitter competition. And in the future, the social media working group can request comms-created images ahead of their print design deadline for the meetings. And perhaps we could use generic ones since details tend to fluctuate closer to the time. I will also follow up with our staff team to see if an Amazon gift card would be an option for the Twitter competition winners. And for the next meeting, I will create metrics. So thanks. Back to you.
Can we also have a timeline map, something like, you know, just to, you know, have all the leaders be clear about what are the things happening? That way it will be more aligned.
Timeline map for ICANN68 or?
Yeah, I mean to say, the work that we will be doing, there was something like assignment allocation sheet and stuff like that, right?
Oh, yes, for the sessions for, yes, sure.
Okay. Sure. Anybody has anybody wants to speak? Anything? Comment?
Yeah, Shadrip, it's Glenn again. I put it into the chat, but I think it's worth mentioning that we should do a little webinar, a Zoom session showing, you know, typical tweets and then showing ones that are incredibly good, that are valuable, and those valuable ones get retweeted. Just saying, Goran is speaking at the at the opening board meeting, well, that's kind of boring. You know, like, that doesn't say anything. But if he said something like, you know, we're having a 4% drop in our revenue or something, and a very succinct capturing those key ideas, and so you could follow the entire session just on the tweets. So I think it's worth looking at a little Zoom webinar for the members and saying, okay, this is how to do it right, and this is how not to do it. And just, it's not meant to be, you know, a lecture. It's to dialogue. We want to empower people and let them take responsibility for it, and you learn by example. That's why I keep mentioning Samantha's as an example. If you study hers, you'll say, oh, that's how to do it. And so you can emulate it. It's not difficult.
Right. Yeah, she's like very good in Twitter. Yeah, I've seen her the work. That's a great idea. Indeed, I think we should explore this as well. Any more comments? And anyone wants to volunteer in this group, you know, I'll put my name there. Thank you, Glenn, for the idea. Thank you. Thank you. If there are, no voices, then I think we will officially end this call. Thank you for attending. Thank you for the productive meeting. Thank you. All to you, ESM.
Thank you very much, Sridip, and thank you all for joining today's call. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sridip, and all. Bye-bye.